Radio.
Around the year 165 BC, a pagan king named Antiochus Epiphanes came to power in the land of Palestine. He saw the Jews' faithfulness to their covenant as an obstacle to his influence over the people, and so he began to ban their customs and traditions and to enforce that ban with violence. Not only did he erect a statue of Zeus in the sanctuary of the temple in Jerusalem, but he also forced the Jews to break their kosher laws by eating pork. Any who refused to do that were put to death instantly. Back then, it was a dark time for Jerusalem, with many Jews acquiescing and many others despaired by what they were being forced to do. But the interesting thing was God that remained faithful. He raised up Judas Maccabeus and his sons to help turn the tide. Through their words and their courageous witness, the Maccabees stirred the people to fight against the emperor and against his tyranny so that they could uphold their covenant with God. It was a bloody war, the War of the Maccabees, but the Maccabees won out in the end. Antiochus was defeated and the temple was rededicated to God. Since then, many more have seen dangerous religious persecution. Consider the sack of Rome in the time of St. Augustine, or the many religious wars that have darkened our history since. Think too of the Russian pogrom against the Jews at the end of the 19th century, or the anti-clericalism of the Spanish Civil War. Every time, God raised up heroes to protect the faithful and encourage them to stand fast. I think few of us here will be called to be like Judas Maccabeus, but we are all called to live our faith heroically. Through our words, we can bring hope to anyone feeling down or besieged. Through our joyful, peaceful witness, we can show people how to remain faithful in the face of pressure to conform to worldly philosophies. And through our prayers, we can change the course of history. So in our prayer today, let's give thanks to God for the heroes and heroines of the past. Then pray for the many people experiencing religious persecution throughout our world today. They are our brothers and sisters, and they need our prayer and our support. Lord, fan the flame in our hearts that we might be your light, encouraging people according to your plan and your wisdom. Amen.
Radio.org.au